neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
At the time that Moshe Ben Alav Shalom requested to should have a special replacement, so he asked Ibn Sholam, you should designate somebody that he goes in front of them, and then he will come in front of them. And then again, he repeats that he will take him out and bring him. It's repeated like this. The Pasuk says, Asher yetze lifneihem, Asher yavo lifneihem, Asher yotzi'em, Asher yevi'em. So they ask, why is it keep repeating? You follow? You understand the point? First he says that this special leader, he has to go in front of them and then bring the task in front of them, will take him out and bring him back. Same thing. So what does it mean? So now let's say there's a war, right? So now who usually goes in the front? In the front of the troop?
The general.
The general.
Depends which army.
Right. The general, the commander, and who else? Who goes in the front?
The one underneath him.
No, you have soldiers and you have the commander, right? So in any war, there are two types of characters that go in the front. One is the commander and the other one is the horse. What's the difference between the horse and the commander?
The commander sits on the horse.
No, commander is in the front. Or in the chariot. Commander is in the chariot. Good? Kalaske. Yeah. Right? So what's the difference between the commander and the horse?
The horse is in front of him.
So what's the difference between these two? Asus. What's the difference?
The horse faces the enemy first before the commander.
Chazal Baruch. So now the commander directs, right? He says, go here, go there, right? The sus is directing or is being directed?
Being directed.
So now you pull the leash, right? You tell him, go this way, that way, right? Nahon, exactly. You go right, left, straight. So now here, Moshe Avraham Shalom says that you should designate a leader to be like a commander, not like a horse. So that means has to be a leader that not the people tell him what to do, like the horse. He has to tell the people what to do. Because there are many type of organization that who tells who what to do? Who? The board tells the rabbi what you should say. That the leader that you designate for Am Yisrael, Asher, Yetze lifnehem, Vashay yavo lifnehem. That means he cannot be, with all respect, like a horse, that you pull him to the right, put him to the left, go straight. You don't control him. He has to tell him what to do. And that's what exactly the whole problem is. That people feel that to have somebody in charge as a leader is symbolic. It's not that he tells us what to do or not. It's there that we have, let's say, a president or we have a rabbi and so on. Hashem is again.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.